This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
Well, guys, we did it over the weekend.
Oh.
What?
For the stars?
Yes, we'll say that.
Huh.
Other things as well. Mother's Day. We accomplished Mother's Day, guys. Come on, we got through there.
Let me ask you a question. I just want to see the men's perspective.
All right.
Not just the men's perspective, all people's perspectives. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you did for Mother's Day?
Go
ahead and send in on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you think you did on Mother's Day? By the way, side question. Do you think started an interview with somebody and said on a scale of 1 to 100, how many words do you know? that would probably end the interview.
More than 100.
Okay. Well,
hold on. Where is this coming from? Because I want to know, and I want to start using this as a lead question. I feel like this should be the KNC lead question.
If you want to send in where it's from as well.
Okay.
Never glad mind to then hear that.
All right. The stars Friday night was a little.
That wasn't my question.
What's that? What's the question?
Scale of 1 to 10.
How did I do?
How did you do for Mother's
Day? Saturday, met up my mom and my sister and her daughters came to see Lucy's dance recital. Then we went to the Goat. We went to Rodeo Goat to have lunch afterwards. Mom had some day drink margaritas. And I think she was pretty happy by the end of everything. So I think that for what I did for my mom, we got a thumbs up there.
Okay.
We also started talking about the vacation where the whole family's about to go on. So we're really excited about that. Well, for my kids, Adrian was smiling at the end of the day. So I feel like they accomplished their goal. They surprised her with a few things. Her flowers were beautiful. Thanks, Lizzie Bees. Really appreciate that.
Thanks to that employee who said employee
who sent me over to Lizzie Bees. So I think for the most part, I will give our family an A.
All right. From the 972, I haven't talked to my crazy narcissist mom in 10 years, so I'd say 10 out of 10.
Okay, there you go.
10 out of 10 from the 469. Surprise the wife with floor seats to Post Malone. Woo! Big money, big money.
That's nice.
From the 972, a 2 with a frowny face.
Oh.
Want to know what went wrong? And from the 972, took my mom and mother-in-law to the Stars game yesterday, 10 out of 10. Would you scale that down if the Stars would have lost? Like, your effort didn't change. You still put in the same time, effort, and money to make that happen. But do you think your grade would change?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because the Stars failed you. And so, therefore,
okay,
you know, they failed your mom in this situation. So they failed everybody in the group.
Okay.
That's the risk you take whenever you do something like that.
So you could call that the fault in our Stars.
Look at this guy. He's already on fire. It's 10:03.
Right. We're 3 minutes into the
show. Here all week.
And he is already crushing.
The Stars lead the series. The Rangers are on a winning streak. They announced that the roof is going to be open tonight.
Already?
Because in 2 days, the roof might melt.
Because it's going to be 100 degrees on Wednesday, Alec.
What the hell?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I haven't checked the weather yet.
All right.
That's news to me.
I looked this morning and I was like, oh, it's 56 degrees outside. Well, it's going to be a nice week. And then I went and it was like 90 tomorrow, 100 the next day. Oh, I was like, I better get the pool clean now.
And so I saw somebody post that on social media. They're like, oh, it's going to be 102 on Wednesday. And I was like, what? That's stupid. You're stupid. And like, I didn't even, for no reason, I got angry at that person's post on social media. You're stupid. And then I looked at my weather app and it says the high for Wednesday is 101 degrees. Mm. But then it immediately is back like, you know.
88.
High 85, 80s. Yeah. We'll get back to what you deem acceptable.
I don't know what's happening. We're
going to
hit some summer weather. And so, yeah, if you want to get your Rangers open roof feeling in with nice weather, today is going to be the day for you.
Yes.
And absolutely. The dew point's going to be perfect, appears.
I need to learn more about the dew point. Mm-hmm. From the 214, 10 out of 10. From the 817, I'd give myself an A, an 8. My mom lives out of the country, so giving her a call and chatting with her is about the best that I can do.
There you go.
How many minutes is an acceptable amount of Mother's Day call?
However long until they say, well, okay.
Okay.
So isn't that how most phone calls? Well, okay. All right. You know, it's been a good chat. You know, I got to go do this. You let them decide this one. All right. You don't have anything else to do. You're focused on that for the time being. So that's what I go with when dad calls me until he's done. I try not to say, hey, I got to go get the kids right now. You know, I try to do everything I can to talk as long as possible.
From the 469, about my daughter's first Mother's Day, me and my wife took them to IHOP and took family photos. And effing 10, we got a beautiful granddaughter. I love it. And from the 214, mine says 103 in Bedford. So let's enjoy these next two days, man. And just try
again, look,
get through Wednesday.
If you have Milo insulation, you're fine in your house. Your air conditioner is going to be fine. So take care of it that way, for one. Also, if you have Rhino Shield, you're protecting your home from UV rays. All right. So there's two things to help you with this hot summer that's coming up.
And all you have to do is not go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be set.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sure we can come up with a solution for being outside and being in the Texas heat at the same time. So your house inside is taken care of. We got to come up with a solution for the outdoor.
Okay. Next stop, Suntan Lotion Companies.
Let's go.
You're looking for endorsers.
Yeah, man. Pool companies, awnings, whatever you're looking for, man. Yeah. We're just trying to make sure the whole neighborhood's taken care of.
All right. Now that we've solved that, and I feel like we pretty much solved Mother's Day.
You're welcome, America.
It's time to talk about the Stars. You know what? Go ahead and give me cut number 6, because who the hell else would you think would score a goal for the Stars?
Enters the zone, Ranton waits, Deeks. Deeks again, scores!
Now, we can continue to toggle between the Stars and Mother's Day. Man, there's an intriguing question for you, Alec, that I might have to ask you off air. From the 214, got my mom a Rantanen jersey for Mother's Day. We won because of it. Boom. So, obviously, it went great. This was a huge win for the Stars. Look, I'm going to try that again. Because, like, hey, you want a playoff game. Oh, shocker. That's probably a big deal. But I thought this felt like a big deal for the Stars, because not only do you take the lead back in the series, you keep the trend going of Winnipeg being absolutely horrific on the road. We'll probably talk about this more in depth tomorrow. But Winnipeg has lost 8 straight playoff road games, including all 4 this year. You might have already known that. Did you know that every single one of those losses was by at least 3 goals? Every single one of them.
That is
now
interesting.
Let's say you sprinkle in a couple of empty netters that took a 2-goal lead into a 3-goal lead. Yep. But still, the point is, these games on the road.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Are not going down to the end.
Yeah, it's very consistent, and I don't know if it's Hellebuck that takes the complete, you know, blame for this.
He's a big part of it.
But the, you know, there were a couple of interesting goals, I would say, for the Stars in this game. And then there was Rantanen's. He buried that one for sure. You know, yep. Like that one was, yep. That's the same play, Kevin. Was that the first goal against Colorado in game 7?
Yes.
Same thing, floating to the left. Put one right up over your shoulder.
Can we call it the Mikko's decided he's going to score play?
Yes, yes. I think that's what we can. And I guess my question to you about that is, do we have the best number one scoring line in all of hockey right now? Because they've contributed so much. Like,
yeah.
You're not where you are right now without the front line of this team.
For sure.
They've done it for, I don't know exactly how far back we go to this, but they're the ones that have been carrying this team for a while. And at some point, you're going to have to get the Robertson contribution. At some point, you're going to have to get, you know, some of those other guys to do some things, too, on the second and third lines. And maybe, you know, some fun stuff from line four. But line one is like, guys, if that's what we got to do for you, good luck to everybody else stopping us.
Yeah. No, you're right. Look, once you bump Colorado out, I think that is a very...
Colorado had the best one then, yeah, McKinnon and...
Okay. Yeah, look, it's hard to argue against that. As I said previously, screw Nathan McKinnon. Just because he's so friggin' good, you're like, that's preposterous.
Yeah, now I got to see all these McCarr commercials. What's going on with this, dude?
Yeah.
It's super cuts.
Absolutely. And then, like, obviously...
Alex, like, I'm never using that.
Edmonton...
all this hair.
Ever.
Yeah. Edmonton takes a hit because Draisaitl is like, what if I knock the puck into my own net and cause us to lose? So, you know what?
Yeah.
That's a thing that happened. And so I think I am with you. The emergence of different options for the Stars offensively has been huge this playoff run.
The other thing that I think is interesting, too, is after game 2, where they looked like they were like, all right, we're going to shut everything down. We got you Stars figured out.
Home Hellebuck, yeah.
Stars said, all we got to do is make a slight adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, we make a slight adjustment here. We don't do too much. There's no drastic overhaul. Just stay within the series. And they said, and then the scoring line comes back and does what it does. DeBoer said Mikko's on a mission, and I like hearing him say something like that. But that is whenever you have that kind of intensity with what you want, whenever you're on this kind of mission, you don't lose sight of, it's a seven game, it can be a seven game series. Just because we lost one Friday night doesn't mean that Sunday is going to be any different.
For sure.
We can go out there, make our small adjustment, and get back to our winning ways.
I remain surprised and impressed, guys, with the Stars' continued physicality. Like, I don't think you're ever going to say, like, oh, you have to watch out for the Stars. They're the bullies on the block. Like, I'm not here to argue that, but Winnipeg is a really physical team. Obviously, Colorado is a physical team. Starting in game, I think it was game 5, the Stars have absolutely stepped up their level of physicality, and I felt like they hung in there with Winnipeg just fine yesterday.
Yeah. From the 2-1-4, Stars pulled off the opposite of the Luka trade with Mikko. He comes to Dallas and becomes the hero, the god of the town, desperate for good sports news and a superstar, and we got it. That's dead on. If you're not locked in on Stars right now and you're casually, you know, connected to it, and you were a Mavs fan and you're like, man, the Stars won't ever, they got a huge contract with him forever.
Yeah.
They love this guy right now. He might do something, Kevin, where he captures the entire city on this run. And you know what? Was it 8 years we have with him?
Yes.
Him and Wyatt for the next, 5 years could be running the city.
Long time. And then you have the saga of Alexander Petrovich. He came from the AHL. He's been in the minor leagues for the better part of 2 years. And they were like, hey, Matt Dumba, we're gonna try something different. Brendan Smith, we're gonna try something a little bit different. And I know that doesn't, like, only matter about if he scored a goal, but it was really cool to see that moment where 33-year-old who's been lingering back in the minors is up there. He's paired up with Bischel.
Oh, he's playing really well.
Yes, absolutely. It's the best third pairing that Dallas has had all year. And then you see him put the goal in. That was a cool moment. I know we're all just living in Mikko's world and he allows us to exist in it for now. Yeah. But that right there I thought was super cool.
You know, that the line you just dropped about Mikko's world. The thing I think I love the most is he came into a team that was already a team. You know, so they already had this culture established.
Yes.
And he didn't want to rock the culture. He just wanted to show up and be like, I'm part of this group. And I think, obviously, DeBoer's mentioned this many times. The fact that you had the two Finns on the first line with him in Rope and Granlund, that helped a lot. Like, that helps with the comfort level of it all and their ability to get the message across of what they're trying to be. You know, Haskin and being involved there, too. But the culture of this is really, they're focused on a championship. And he is an unselfish player on the ice. And whenever you hear him talk off the ice, all he talks about is how his teammates help him. He's the perfect guy for this run right now. And Kevin, you were talking about what he is. He doesn't see it that way. Doesn't seem like the teammates see it that way. They're looking at it going, we're excited, you know, that we have this kind of dude on the team in addition to what we are. So this is a perfect storm of what's going on for them. Kevin, I got something I want to tell you about real quick.
Sure.
I just saw this.
Okay.
Do you know who Michael Jordan is?
Yeah.
He is going to serve as a special contributor to NBC's upcoming NBA coverage.
Really?
Jordan's Bulls obviously did win all six of their titles on NBC. And he's like, you know what? I pretty much work for them anyway. So,
Do you remember that's like all you used to think of as the NBA on NBC?
Yes.
And that was like, yes. I mean, I realize cable has changed everything in streaming, but that used to be like the go-to.
Is that a draw for you? I mean, Michael doesn't talk that much.
Yeah, I kind of think it might be.
And this is like Gretzky's on TBS.
Yeah.
You know, frequently he'll hop on with them and everything, and it's like, oh man, what does Gretzky have to offer here? Do you think Michael Jordan has a lot to offer, or is it still the like, I'm the greatest basketball player? Nobody can deny that. So y'all just kiss the ring and see that I'm here.
See, and that was a big pull of The Last Dance. Like, I know what helped The Last Dance also is that the entire world shut down and we had no entertainment.
But hearing him tell his story.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like, at times, a Michael Jordan career documentary.
Yes.
So I am kind of intrigued. Like, if Michael Jordan showed up, would that change people's minds if, like, the Celtics, you know, win tonight and complete a comeback against the Knicks? If Michael Jordan's like, I don't understand why everyone doesn't back off of Jason Tatum. He's a star and you need to accept that. Like, I wonder if that would have any pull, or I have no idea if he's going to be like going out on any such limbs for people.
Or he just tells old stories about how he used to beat Charles, you know, this guy and that guy. And he's just like, you're like, okay, I mean, it's still fun.
It might be. Then I'll listen to hear if he admits that he accidentally admits that he got suspended for the NBA. And he's like, yeah, when I got suspended by the NBA for a couple of years, when I played baseball. Yes.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.